Governor Gary Herbert goes on a diet, renovations of State Street in South Salt Lake County near completion, and electric motorcycles hit a road near you. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Wednesday, September 26th. I'm Brian Grimmett. Governor Gary Herbert is hoping his quest to lose a little weight will inspire other Utahns to get healthy. Herbert launched a challenge yesterday at his second annual health summit. The Governor's Choose Health Challenge is a 10-week-long program where state leaders are invited to compete with the governor in adopting healthy behaviors. KUER's Andrea Smartin was there for the governor's own personal health assessment and has this report.
That is the sound of Governor Gary Herbert's blood pressure being measured as he sits next to the ballroom of the Grand America Hotel. Herbert removes his shoes and jacket for a body mass index measurement, and his finger is pricked more than once for a blood sample.
It's the third time he's poked me.
People will think I'm a heartless politician.
All this is part of the governor's Choose Health Challenge to cabinet members, state agencies, and legislators who are being asked to lead Utahns to take more personal responsibility for their health.
We can lead by example because I think it really is important that all of us take the responsibility of our own health. We've become too sedentary in Utah and across the country. We're too many of us are couch potatoes. We ought to be out participating more and watching less.
Herbert says 60% of Utahns are overweight, and that percentage is expected to go up. As for Utah's governor, he's in the target range of a healthy body mass index, but he'd like to lose 5 or 6 pounds. The governor says he's going to exercise more and give up soda. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
Officials from the Utah Department of Transportation and two Utah cities gathered to mark progress on a renovation of State Street in South Salt Lake County. KUER's Todd Patton has more.
Midvale Mayor Joanne Seguini and Murray Mayor Dan Snar together marked the near completion of the project by cutting a blue ribbon tied between two orange construction cones. The $13.5 million renovation of State Street between 64th and 80th South will officially be finished on October 11th. New sidewalks, improved drainage, and widening the road to 7 lanes were among the major changes to the 2.1 miles of road. Mayor Seguini says this project will have a lasting impact on her city.
It means that businesses can now have an opportunity to be more successful. It means that people can walk on a sidewalk and be out of traffic. It means that there will not be flooding in homes or neighborhoods or in front of businesses.
Jason Davis is the UDOT Region 2 director. He says this project will make a big difference for traffic flow.
You look at State Street throughout really the entire Wasatch Front, for sure through the Salt Lake Valley, and this was the piece that was missing.
Pedestrian ramps and energy-efficient streetlights were also installed as part of the project. Todd Patton, KUER News.
With gas prices reaching nearly $4 a gallon across Utah in recent weeks, many people are looking for alternative forms of transportation to meet their needs. It may be perfect timing for a new electric-powered motorcycle that is now available in the state. KUER's Bob Nelson has more.
Zero motorcycles are designed and manufactured in Santa Cruz, California, and have been on the market since 2010. Zero is currently the only brand of electric motorcycle in the nation being sold through a traditional dealer network. Rob Morgan is the owner of the new Monarch Recreational Sales and Service, Inc., which is now selling the Zero in Orem. He is very optimistic about sales success.
I think this is the future of transportation, whether it's two wheels or a car. You know, the Volts, the Leafs, all of these Prius-type vehicles, there's none of them that are 100% electric for motorcycle. This is it.
The Zero motorcycle is easier to operate than a traditional motorcycle. It's basically just a matter of getting on it with your safety gear, turning the key, twisting the throttle, and going. A brief ride on the S model blasted me from 0 to 60 miles per hour in a matter of seconds. The loudest sound you hear is the Kevlar drive belt system connecting the motor to the rear wheel and the wind. The typical Zero model has a mileage rating equal to 480 miles per gallon. The S model has a range of up to 114 miles on a single charge and a top speed rating of 88 miles per hour. It's the latest lithium-ion battery and electric motor technology that makes this possible. Dr. Faisal Khan is an assistant professor in the University of Utah's Electrical and Computer Engineering Department. He's been studying the evolution of power storage systems for years, and he's an expert in hybrid electric and power supply efficiency issues. He says lithium-ion technology is unique in the world of portable power.
The two major criteria of a lithium-ion battery is the energy density and power density, because if it needs to be lightweight, but if you need more power and more energy, then there is no alternative to lithium-ion batteries.
Dr. Khan says efficiency of all electric systems over fossil fuel energy is 5-1 in favor of electric because internal combustion engines are only 20% efficient.
So the overall efficiency could be as high as 80-85% easy.
The real driving force behind the success of all-electric vehicles may be the overall low operating cost. Dr. Khan says even if you get 30 miles per gallon of gasoline on your commute costing you $4, the typical electric vehicle would cover the same commute for just 80 cents. Monarch's Rob Morgan has loaned one of the motorcycles to the Orem City Police Department as well as other law enforcement agencies in hopes of generating more appreciation for the Zero. He believes they are a perfect fit for police work. Captain Stephen Clark is the commander of the patrol division for Orem City. After using the bike for about a week, he said he could see that silence is one of the strengths of this electric motorcycle.
It made me think, wow, I wouldn't mind having one of these on each one of my patrol crews so that a guy in graveyards could, you know, rather than just driving in and out of businesses or responding to calls and being visible, could, you know, physically creep in and out of business areas and industrial areas and places where we have our burglaries and our thefts and do it relatively unnoticed.
Clark says, like many cities, the current economic state of Orem makes purchasing a few of these motorcycles difficult.
But down the road, I can see this would be very, very valuable. Yes, they're pricey with the initial cost, but it's staggering the amount of money that goes out of just the Orem Police Department daily for fuel.
Suggested retail prices for the Zero range from about $7,700 for a base model to $14,000 for a top-of-the-line model. Comparable gasoline-powered motorcycles range in cost from $4,800 to $8,000. So while all of this silent power and zero-emission technology does come at a relatively high price, there are federal and possible state tax incentives available to help subsidize the cost. Bob Nelson, KUER News.
With 6 weeks left until the election, Utah's lieutenant governor is promoting voter registration with a multimedia ad campaign. Greg Bell says voters have more robust resources than ever to learn about the issues before they head to the polls, as well as a number of different ways to cast their ballots. His office runs the website vote.utah.gov, which allows voters to update their registration information, find a polling place, or read voter information on ballot issues. Police say it could take several weeks to determine how Priscilla Elizabeth Chavez died. A decade ago, she won a $1.4 million judgment against the state of Utah because she'd been raped by a guard. Her family says she had medical and mental health problems and had heart trouble just a few weeks ago, but they say she could have been the victim of neglect or retaliation. The Unified Police were brought in to investigate the case. And finally, the W.M. Keck Foundation is giving $1 million to the University of Utah to study high-energy cosmic rays in Utah's West Desert. They'll use a new technique involving analog TV transmitters and digital receivers to trace the origins of the high-energy particles from space. And that is your KUER News Pod for Wednesday, September 26th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, be sure to check us out online at KUER.org. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.